Please.
Trustee Robert Boy.
Here.
Trustee John Butler.
Here.
Trustee Wheeler Coleman. Trustee Robert Marshall.
Here.
Trustee Sherlyn Muir. Trustee Tim Struthers.
Here.
Trustee James Zanayad.
Here.
Board Chair Mark Chalstrow, sorry.
Also here, thank goodness.
I thought I was done.
Mr. Blakemore, can you verify the existence of a quorum and appropriate notification of the public meeting, please?
Mr. Chair, you do have a quorum, and the meeting has been called pursuant to the Illinois Open Meetings Act.
Can I have a motion to approve the agenda, please?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. I have no comments. I think we've lost the members of the University Advisory Committee, so we won't have any comment from them either. I do have one request for comment from the public, Mike Pitsley, if you'd like to come and address the board. Please find a seat that has a microphone in front of it, because you do get recorded.
Mm-hmm. Great. So, actually, I was on just driving down the street, and I'm sort of happy today my daughter got accepted into speech pathology.
Congratulations. And,
which is a very demanding program. So, but I'm kind of disappointed in my alma mater. My kids are third-generation NIU students. My mother got her master's degree in nursing here. I graduated in 1976, so probably have been involved longer than probably everybody, but maybe Tim, because Tim was actually my first loan officer, and he actually called me up my first couple years after. After I was in business for myself and said, hey, Mike, would you please bring your car in? You're not making your payments. So, believe me, I've been around here for a very long time. I can say now that I've always said that NIU is my family. Dr. Boy is my neighbor. I live down the street. He thinks that we have so many cars that maybe I'm, you know.
No, never thought so that way.
I live next to the pink house, so. But Mark, Jerry, been on committees with, so I'm sort of kind of know everybody here, but I came here to talk to President Baker, and I saw the door open, and I asked if I could come in here and just see what was going on. So anyway, my daughter got accepted into two universities, Northern Arizona. She's a straight-A student, number one. Northern Arizona and Midwestern University. 2 years she's been on the wait list at NIU. I'm a great supporter of NIU, but do you know how it leaves a bad taste in your mouth when you're third generation and you can't get into your alma mater and your kid's got straight A's? So that's why I'm here is, or let's do a different business model. The university needs more money. Why don't you raise tuition on these programs that are in high demand? You know, because right now I'm going to be paying $30,000 for a year where I could get in here. So I didn't come here to speak to you, but I came in here because I'm not a happy alumni, you know, and I do donate to the university every year. And I call my family, so it's like I feel like, you know, I'm getting stabbed in the back for my support. So I don't know if anybody has any questions or anything, but I didn't come here today to complain. I was coming to talk to President Baker. He wasn't in. You know, I went in there and I said, can I have an appointment with Doug? And they go, we don't give appointments unless we know the topic. So I said, well, just have him call me. I'm not going to give you my topic because I don't want to give you my topic. So, but now I can express to you, been involved with the university. We rent 700 apartments to college kids. I probably rent to 2,000 college kids every year. I know what's going on in the university. I know the pulse of the university. I think I can help the university. So,
well, we appreciate your interest in taking the time to come in and talk to us.
But I wasn't here. I didn't come here. I didn't know there was a meeting going on. But I did see the signs out front there on the parking meters where my flashers are going. It said Mark Strauss, Tim Struthers. So I just figured I'd stop in and say hello. So. Thank you very much.
Glad you have a chance to come and talk.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I might ask, I'd be interested in not now, but in the facts behind that, not that I could solve anything, but I, you know, this is a pretty raw, pretty real situation, right? I feel like that. I mean, this is a real a real situation with real people, and we should be small enough, right, to kind of, we should feel this, right? We should be stinging too.
Well, I'm just saying, as an alumnus, I'm going,
yeah,
dang, I don't want to donate any more to that university. It's like,
yeah,
but my kid deserved to go here. I believe my kid deserved
that. She
got straight A's.
Yeah.
You know, she didn't, you know, whatever, but I don't know.
Yes, Trustee Marshall.
Just a question. I believe we've had some discussion on the issue of legacy and students. Perhaps there's some additional conversation that may take place. I'm not totally familiar with our legacy, but I know that it's been mentioned.
All right. Any other comments?
I volunteered my time to the School of Business this week for ethics and business, and one of the kids that was there, he's in the CPA program. He says, oh, I just joined the CPA program. I said, what is it detailed to get accepted into the CPA program? He says, well, if you're an NIU alum, you get sort of preference to get into the program. I don't have to take the CPA test to get into the program. I'm sort of, you know, we're above that. We get accepted. So I don't know why your other programs might not have that same, you know, hey, we got someone that's, we know that does well, that pays their tuition, that's a good community member. You know, maybe they would have that same type of acceptance into the university.
And again, I want to thank you for taking the time to come speak to us, and I do understand the personal pain involved.
You know, I poked you last year, and I maybe have spoken to Tim about this topic, and I don't think I mentioned it to Jerry or anything like that, but it's been bugging me, so I figured I might as well just talk to you guys.
Thank you for coming in and talk to us.
See you never.
Thank you.
Were there any other requests to speak, Mr. Blakemore?
There were no other requests, Mr. Chair.
All right, we have a single action item on our agenda today. Provost Freeman, are you able to carry this agenda item?
I absolutely am. Thank you, Trustee Strauss. I'm pleased to come before the board today and ask for approval of the appointment of the Dean of the College of Visual and Performing Arts. Following a national search, Professor Paul Castle has accepted an offer to be that dean. He's recommended concurrently for appointment at the rank of professor with tenure in the School of Theater and Dance. Professor Castle is currently a professor of theater arts in the State University of New York at New Paltz. For those of you who are unfamiliar with that institution, it's an excellent comprehensive university in the State University of New York system, and it's most known for its School of Fine and Performing Arts. Their metalwork program is actually ranked third nationally, and the school is in the top 100, if not the top 75. Professor Castle previously served SUNY New Paltz School of Fine and Performing Arts as associate dean and interim dean. In that capacity, he was very active in creating new interdisciplinary programs, public-private partnerships, community arts programs, and performing arts events. He's a noted scholar. He's written a textbook. He's performed extensively off-Broadway, a member of Actors Equity and Screen Actors Guild. He holds a Bachelor of Fine Arts in Theater and Communications from Miami University and a Master of Fine Arts from Florida State University, a solo conservatory for actor training. I'm asking that the board recommend the appointment of Professor Paul Castle as Dean of the College of Visual and Performing Arts.
You're recommending that we appoint?
Yes, that's what I meant.
Correct.
It's been a long day.
It has been, but I want to make sure the record is accurate so we have to come back and do this again.
I don't have the copy. I don't have the copy with the motion at the bottom. I should have looked at the screen.
I think we've arrived at the appropriate place. Can I have a motion to that effect, please? Second? Any discussion?
I wanted to ask, so the process moves rather quickly in this respect. Can you describe how do you determine the recommendation for tenure at the bank so quickly?
So that's a great question, Trustee Butler. Because we are very prudent stewards of the university resources when we're doing an executive search, we instruct the search committees to ensure that every candidate that's considered at the semifinalist stage and the finalist stage has the credentials appropriate for tenure in their department within the college. To that end, if there is any question, an anonymized version of that candidate's CV is taken to the Departmental Personnel Committee for inspection before a candidate is even considered as a semifinalist. So we don't bring anyone to campus unless we know for sure that they are tenurable in their home department. Once we have a candidate with whom we are negotiating, we ask the Personnel Committee and the department chair to go through the process that's necessary for approval at that level. As you know, we approve tenure administratively and with a faculty voice at every level. So the first approval comes at the level of the Faculty Departmental Personnel Committee and the chair. The next one comes at the dean and the college council. Because these things are time sensitive, the dean, chair, and DPC work very quickly. They can vote by email, so it's not a big deal, and it can happen quickly because they've all seen credentials before or the credentials have been pre-vetted. Once it's approved with unanimity at the level of the college and department by both the dean and department chair on the administrative side and the personnel committee and the college council, on the college side, the recommendation that comes to the provost and to the university committee, personnel committee, the UCPC, it comes as an information item because unless there's a process error, the provost and UCPC doesn't overturn unanimous promotion recommendations for tenure. So in the cases of all of these deans, we were able to make a phone call or a couple of phone calls on, you know, a Monday and have the tenure recommendation in place by Wednesday, because that's really needed to close the deal. So thank you for asking and allowing me to clarify that.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. I quite frankly haven't paid attention to our next meeting date, but don't think it's material that we announce it publicly to ourselves. I know it's on all of our calendars. So can I have a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. We're adjourned.